Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he who, in the name of charity and goodwill, shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness. For he is truly his brother's keeper and finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee. Ladies and gentlemen, the Church of Laszlo has begun.
All right.
All right.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I've never been better, man.
Glad
never been
it.
Better. Today's great. It's going to be great. It's going to be fantastic.
Somebody left the me
best show ever.
Somebody left this.
I'm guessing I bought that for you. A bottle of Tanqueray. A little bottle of Tanqueray.
You bought this for me?
Yeah. I stopped at the liquor store on the way here. Got you a little bottle of Tanqueray.
Is that
you
where
a
my Tito's,
Tito's
came from?
Sure.
Oh, look, I got Tito's.
There
oh,
you go.
I
see?
Thought somebody left.
Congratulations on making it through the week.
Thought you'd be excited.
Good for you guys.
Oh, that is a cute little bottle of Tanqueray.
They
there.
Are
it's
cute.
Like,
I think I got it right? You'd want that, isn't
oh,
it?
Oh, yeah.
I looked at the liquor counter a little bit longer for you.
Yeah.
I thought, I've thought about, well, maybe she wants like a flavored vodka. Mm. But then I was like, I know she did the blueberry and that stuff before, but that sounds younger into
right.
me. So then I thought, well, maybe she's just like a Citron. Maybe she wants that. Maybe I could get that. Then I was like, the Deep Eddies. I could do the Deep Eddies.
Yeah.
But then they didn't have all of them, and they only had like a cranberry one. And I was like,
is that
like
a flavored vodka?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
So I went, you know what? I know she. I've seen her drink Tito's out of the bottle before.
True.
I've seen it happen.
Very, very
so
true.
I know I can't go wrong.
Can't go wrong with Tito's. I'm also into whiskey, just in case.
I thought about that, too, but then I was like, you know
that.
What? I'm not.
Yeah. Thanks to you. You got me into whiskey, so thanks.
You're welcome. Well, I got some here from Haitian.
We'll share. We'll do a switchies halfway through the show.
Oh, you don't have the boys this weekend. Is that it?
Oh.
Oh, you do.
No, I don't. Not tonight.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
He's like, no, actually.
No, I don't tonight. I don't, for sure.
That's why we're drinking at work.
Yep.
Yeah, because usually if there's booze in here, it means, you know, you don't have
I don't know. Yeah, no. I'm a single guy tonight.
Okay.
Yep.
Good for you. Glad to hear it.
Now, the weekends are a little bit screwed up because Thanksgiving, man, it always gets screwed up. So,
I mean, don't you like alternate holidays if it means you get
then,
the kids twice?
Exactly,
or
yeah. And then you can't have them 3 weekends in a row. I mean, the lawyers they've been through it all. They've seen it all. So you got to go look at that paper and be like, what day do I get them? But I know I don't have them tonight.
So, did you have them last weekend?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
But that kind of sucks with getting, you know, if you're a year for whatever your favorite holiday is, say it's Christmas, if you get the kids on lockdown year for Christmas, you know what I mean?
Just kinda, yeah.
Well, I guess it's still
them,
fun, but
I get them for Christmas this year. I get them Christmas Eve and then till noon Christmas Day.
Okay.
And the week leading up to that.
Okay.
And then she'll pick them up Christmas Day and keep them the week, the following week.
So you split.
Yeah, but Thanksgiving we split every other year.
What about holidays like Halloween? Don't you split those?
Every other year.
Okay, that counts as a holiday.
Yep.
Yeah, so that sucks.
4th of July every other year.
Whoever got them this year, for any
which
would
be my
days,
ex gets Thanksgiving this year.
Okay, and who got them for Halloween?
She did.
Okay.
Yeah.
So she got them on, you know, crappy Halloween year.
Yeah,
that sucks.
For sure.
But I get why they do it that way.
And last year I had them for Thanksgiving. We all flew to Detroit and got to see their family, you know, and spend the week there. So yeah, you know, it's not perfect. But, I mean, I don't know. My lawyer didn't, her lawyer didn't, you know, think about COVID.
Right.
I don't think anybody did.
No.
Right.
It happens. So, and maybe it'll happen again in the future. You know, so maybe
I'll
not
be,
COVID,
I
but something.
I can't go see my family at all, so I'll be at Thanksgiving alone.
I know. This is not okay. Jeremy, you got to...
No, I'm fine. I'm just going to... I think I have... If I'm right, if you're more than welcome to come over, but I have a buddy of mine coming over. We're just going to pretend like we're just watching Sunday football.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to cook.
You are?
Yeah.
You're going to come over and cook?
Man,
or are you going to cook at your house?
I don't know. Do you want me to come cook at your house?
You can come over. I won't want you to be alone. I don't want anybody to be alone. But I don't plan on, you're more than welcome to come over.
Yeah. My boyfriend's here, but he works on Thanksgiving because he's in the bar industry. So I just figured we'd celebrate early and then he'd go to work and that'd be it.
You can do Thanksgiving alone as an adult.
Yeah.
You know,
it's not the first time I've done it.
Unless you're feeling sorry for yourself. If you're already feeling sorry for yourself, then it's bad. But if you're feeling okay, then you can.
My mom was like, I said, are you going to go to my sister's house or whatever? And she's like, no, I'm just going to stay here and get some Boston Market and whatever. I feel like a lot of people are doing it. It's okay if you're kind of like this. I've done it alone before, and you can start to feel a little down on your luck a little bit.
Yeah.
But I feel like this year, like, again, if we're all going through it, then we're all going through it. And I figure there's other people who are going
to
be there.
Right. They're asking you to basically do this.
Right.
CDC's asking you to. What was that? It was our first year in Seattle, or my first year in Seattle was the first time I didn't do Thanksgiving with family, and I went and watched a football game at a bar.
Yeah.
There was a bar open. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm sure there were lots of bars open. I just never tried to go to the bars on Thanksgiving. I know a lot of people go like the Tuesday
before
or whatever that is
night
when people
before,
come in. Is it the night before that's so busy when everyone comes into town? But I just went there, and I ordered bar food and watched TV.
Yeah.
And I remember, I don't remember who was playing that day, but I remember someone was sitting next to me who was a big fan, and she kept screaming at the TV, "Tackle!" And she was really drunk. And this isn't so bad. She just kept screaming "Tackle!" And she had her drinks in front of her, and I was eating bar food. And...
Yeah, well, now, you can't go to the bar.
Right, now you can't go to the bar, but like you said, this year, you'll know that you're in good company because a lot of people are,
a lot of people
social distancing or whatever.
So, and I'm not sure my buddy's coming over. We talked about it like 2 weeks ago and haven't mentioned it since, so.
Would you prefer that he comes over?
Well, if he's going to be alone,
what
I mean? But if he's, figured something else out, it won't kill me to be alone.
Well, you should check.
I just wake up, I may go all out, man. You know me. I may get the whole ham turkey thing just for me.
Yeah,
I'm that kind
not?
Of guy who does that.
Yeah, why not?
Yep.
I've done that too. Although I was dating someone that year, but I made the full Thanksgiving dinner. I put on Christmas movies because I figure I can start Christmas stuff at Thanksgiving.
Right.
And I just, in my apartment oven or whatever, made a turkey, made green beans, and just made food. It's not so bad.
It's
bad if you're already in a bad mental space. And then you start questioning, like, oh, this
is
not what
I
want
to do. And then I can change things, too. Like, I haven't thought about it yet, but do we work Wednesday before Thanksgiving? Or are we
I think so.
We're here.
Yeah.
All right. Well, say I have the kids Wednesday, so I might be able to just do Thanksgiving night then. And then just my Thanksgiving will be Wednesday. Whatever. It's fine.
Yeah. Did you see, this is a completely different subject, the Horny
Pope? I don't
want
to work Wednesday.
Me neither. I don't want to either. Did you see the Horny Pope thing? Have you guys seen the Horny Pope thing? You're on Twitter all the time.
Yeah, he liked that photo.
Yeah. This happens all the time where, there was senators, wasn't it Ted Cruz? I don't want to get the name wrong, but remember somebody liked a Twitter account of a porn star or something? And that's happened a million times. There was the Fort Bragg thing where there was an official Fort Bragg Twitter account.
Right.
And someone didn't realize that they were still logged into that account. And then they looked into it and said, we figured out who did it. And, we apologize. But this one was the Pope. And it says that the Pope's, because I just saw people talking about it, so I had to go back and look it up. But it was
a while ago.
Yeah, so it was an Instagram snafu. The Pope's Instagram account liked a photograph of a Brazilian model. Her name's Natalia Garabato.
Okay.
She's dressed like a sexy schoolgirl.
Mm-hmm.
And the Vatican launched an investigation to figure out where it came from. Like, that's the photo. I mean, you can see the ass is out or whatever.
Wow.
He doesn't run his own Instagram,
There's
right?
There's no way.
Normally I would
even
not believe
it. Even if he did,
people.
I'd give him a pass for that. Even the Pope can't walk away from that.
Right.
Even the Pope.
Exactly. Yeah. It's both
things. The devil's got a little bit of juice.
Yes.
And he built that for that. There's a reason why he built that.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And they're calling him the Horny Father and all these things. I tend to think that he probably doesn't run his own Instagram. But I was going to say exactly what you did. Even if it was him, it's kind of refreshing. Right? That the Pope
masturbates.
Is a real human being and can show to everyone,
Of course, the Pope masturbates. He has to.
I'm not supposed to masturbate. I'm not supposed to look at this stuff.
Right, but I still do.
Obviously.
Damn it, I hit the like button.
Right. Yes.
We get it. Look, nobody's supposed to talk about it. I'm not supposed to say it. It's a little thing that we've decided as humans in order to get through this thing called life, not to quote Prince, but, you know, we have to do this. And so we're just not going to say certain things. We're not going to do certain things. We're just all going to get on the same page. And I hate to be the guy who always smashes that for people, but I know we're not supposed to say that the Pope pleasures himself. But the Pope, I mean, maybe not anymore. He's old, but he has.
Yes.
And he probably will, and he will again. And the next one, if he's younger, he'll do it even more often. It is a story as old as time.
And a story that's becoming as old as time is a story of someone having multiple Twitter accounts, Instagram accounts on their phone because they do their own private stuff, and then they do their companies. They work for someone, or
sure,
in this case, they do the Pope's. If you are running the Pope's Instagram, because I have, you know, a couple Instagrams.
If I ran the Pope's Instagram, I had my own phone.
Yes.
This is the Pope's Instagram only.
Only. Yeah. You don't switch between accounts.
No.
Like, wait, let me make sure I'm not on the Pope's before I go back to mine to check all those pantyhose things I follow. No way.
No.
Just keep it on separate phones.
Yeah. It's got its own computer monitor. It's got its own room, probably.
Its own room. You're right. Its own password, own room, own phone. Take it out of glass. Okay. We just use this for Instagram. Well, anyway. Yeah. Sexy school girl. I don't think it's the end of the world.
No, I don't either.
I think it's fine. And thank you for this bottle of Tanqueray.
Yeah, thanks.
I know I shouldn't, but this isn't a very big bottle.
No.
You know, it's what is that, Jeremy?
I got you a little one. Put in your pocket.
Yeah.
Would you guys mind if I ran to the break room and got some grape juice real quick?
Of course not.
You sure?
Of course not.
It's Friday.
All right. Can I get you guys anything? You want something for your vodka over there?
No, I'll just drink it straight from the bottle.
Yeah, I'm going to have an energy drink and shoot mine out of the bottle.
Yeah, I'm good.
I got Jack Daniels.
You don't want a Coke or something? Okay, well, I guess I'm lightweight here. I'm going to get some juice.
We can just shoot it right out of the bottle. You.
I'm going to get some juice.
You don't drink gin right out of the bottle.
Right. It's not a sipping liquor. You know, right? It doesn't make me less masculine. You're supposed to mix it with something.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm going to get some
juice. You're a refined man with refined tastes.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Appreciate this. This is a nice little Friday pick-me-up.
The Church of Laszlo.
This is what you're supposed to do, according to Vice News, to spice up your vanilla sex life.
All right.
Get into edging. That's number 16.
What?
Which, you know what? That's a term that I don't think I was familiar with until maybe within the last couple years. Is that sort of a new trend, like a new thing? Not as big as stepmom and stepson or whatever, but
yeah.
I feel like I would have noticed that before.
Those aren't.
They're not related. I'm just saying, like, of the popular things.
I mean,
they could be
stepmom edges stepson,
yeah.
I'm sure, but they don't have to be together.
But I'm just saying, I don't feel like I saw that term a lot. I don't remember ever seeing it, and then I started seeing it all the time,
it's
and I was like, what is it?
Wildly popular now.
Yeah.
The kids love it.
Yeah. I don't, you know, again, I'm not like, oh, yeah, that's great, I love that, but
I'm not opposed to it.
I'm not opposed to it, exactly. Yeah. Jeremy, do you know what it is?
No.
Okay,
well,
I didn't
look
think
it up.
So. Number 15, make a point of having sex as slowly as you possibly can. Slowing down sexual play is simple, indulgent, and erotic way towards stepping outside the box. Taking things slow doesn't mean moving at a glacial pace. If you focus on each moment, each kiss, each everything.
No, that's not me.
I feel like you're not going to like a lot of these.
And, that ain't me.
I kind of thought that you'd be like anti-edging, or maybe. I could see you saying that. But slowing things down, I can't, because part of the problem is now already, it just takes too long. I think my girlfriend's like, well, I don't know, because you're not, it's always a big thing
well,
with you.
I know, but
it's
I guess I know some forever. People like that. You're just, you know, sometimes you're just not, there's nothing wrong with that. Sometimes you're just not compatible sexually. Like, I like the intensity of it.
Sure. And like,
the intensity
it's
of it, and, right. And, you know, boom, like, this is, let's do this. I like that intensity. Where I know other people like to, like, nothing sounds like it went on too long than when I hear Sting talk about tantric sex. I think, Mike, what are you doing? Like, what's this? Like, let's go. Like, you know, like it's a, you know, there's something exciting about it. And, you know, that to me is a little bit too much. But I know Jenny says she seems like she'd like it. Like, let's focus on every single kiss.
I don't know about focusing on every single kiss,
ways.
But
I
me
can see
too.
Both of them being good. It just depends on the moment.
But I like to, you know, say, hey, what if we watch Dateline tonight on the couch? We'll spoon and we can watch it while I, you know, get close to you. I'll
what
just
are you doing with your hands right now.
You know, I'll just maybe I'll
Very
pull my pull my basketball shorts down, you know. And
weirdest guy.
We'll get under
my
the blanket.
Life,
we can
just
watch
watching
the,
stuff about guys murdering their wives.
Well,
and
whatever
we'll
we're watching.
Out.
You know.
Said it.
Queen's Gambit, whatever.
No, that's what you said. You said, why don't we watch Dateline?
Yeah, that's been one of them before.
Yeah, and then I'll lay behind
like, hey, there's
you.
A new Dateline tonight. Do you want
to,
you know?
The answer to that is no. Well, you know what? You're trying to spice up your sex life. So it ain't vanilla anymore when you think you might get killed, I guess.
Number 14, trying out light BDSM. I don't know exactly what that means, but they suggested using your hands or household items to experiment right. without, huh?
Yeah, slap me in the face.
Choke
me.
Handcuffs.
That kind of stuff. That works.
No handcuffs, no problem. You can use a scarf or piece of clothing. I tried it once a long time ago. I used a necktie, and then I was like, I don't know exactly what I'm supposed to do to you now. It was all awkward and weird, and I was like, I think you're supposed to be a professional to do this. Number 13 is the old nipple play. Huh? Ugh. Huh?
That is not my thing.
But it is some people's.
It is.
Some women are like, that's not, but there are some women that, like, that's their thing.
Yeah.
And
right.
I assume there's probably some guys.
Yeah, there are.
There's not.
Yes, there are.
Oh, hold sure on. There are.
There's guys that are like, slowly touch my nipples.
Well, I don't know if they say it like that, but I, you know, they like them to be touched.
Touch
sure.
my nipples.
Why are you laughing?
That makes me, I can't, I'm just trying to envision, like me asking someone, like, could you touch my
Well, I don't think they ask.
Well, then if
I'm
touching
do
it,
just like some guys like it, like this.
Yeah, it just
like,
works.
I'm sure they like it.
Like you think there's guys that rub their nipples
If there's guys who like to be pegged, there's guys who like to have their breasts rubbed,
well,
yes.
Well, of course, but like it's a somewhat common thing if they're putting
yes,
it on this
of
list.
Course.
So. Now this is one that Jerry and I were trying to figure out earlier. It's called the Handless HJ.
Yeah.
Okay. What they're really talking about is not using the normal things that you would use to stimulate someone. That's all they're talking about.
Like use what?
So, you know, you could use, they said they use examples like your nose, but you could, I don't get it.
I know, I don't understand.
Different body parts.
Toes.
You know what,
but
you know what this guy likes? The armpit. He likes
armpits.
The chicken wing.
I like
really?
Armpits.
He likes to do it like that.
Is that the smell thing coming
he's
back?
He's laughing at guys who like to have their
like
nipples
sweat.
Touched, but he's like
right.
doing
I
this.
Like sweat.
But
yeah.
not the smell.
No, I don't like the smell. But if
so
the if your sweat
you just
smells
want a
good.
Sweaty armpit, but not a smelly,
hairy too.
Sweaty armpit.
No,
well,
you told
your,
me.
I don't care if girls.
See,
like,
you
I don't
laugh like that, but he told
armpit.
Me. He said he likes
but it's
a
not like
hairy
a fetish
armpit.
Like, ooh, I want your hair armpits. I've just always said, I don't need you. You don't have to if you don't want to.
You
that's...
told me one time, you're like, you know what? I didn't think I was into that, but now I think I might like the hairy armpit thing. You told me that.
Yeah, like I don't have a problem with it
Do
either
you
way.
Like
I'm
it?
Good. I'm good either way. Like, I like them equally. I don't care if you. I've told my girlfriend, if you're shaving your armpits for me, you don't need to because I saw Miley Cyrus, those hairy armpits, and it didn't freak me out at all. So that's all I'm right. saying. Lazo thinks it's, you know,
well, I
too
think
much.
The old chicken wing is a little much, but you know what? I don't mind a judge.
People are into things.
You yeah. can also use, like,
the old
toys.
Hairy chicken wing.
There's also toys and stuff,
yes.
you know, obviously, which is another thing that I've seen more and more of is the girl using her stuff on the guy. Have you noticed that?
My like, God, is this conversation over?
Why?
We've devolved into hairy chicken wing. Like,
you're the one who made this story up about hairy chicken wings.
That's what you like.
This is from a news article, and I'm trying to read
it
to you.
Wait, you do like a hairy chicken wing, don't you?
We're only on number 12. Can
I know, we need
going?
To hurry up.
I need more ideas, please.
But the handless HJ was a pretty good one.
But don't you like the hairy chicken wing?
I've never heard the hairy chicken wing. No, I mean, I don't think I like hairy.
I think
you're confused.
He's lying. Look at his face. He's lying.
I like sweat.
You like this, though, right? You like to put it there?
No, not my
liar.
Wiener. That's
liar.
A lie. That part's a
you
lie.
You liar.
Using,
I didn't think it was weird.
Using a vibrator, which is part of what we were getting to, Jeremy,
yeah.
because obviously those exist, and we all know that, but what about using them, you know, for your friend over
yeah.
there? What if maybe he could find a way
sure.
to use that?
Oh, it's possible.
Have sex in a chair. You know, if you normally have sex in a bed or laying on the couch or whatever, move it to a chair. They say you get, you know, new positions, extra leverage, all that stuff.
It's hard when you're tall, just FYI.
I like my comfort zone, you know, right there on the couch, Dateline on in the background.
Sure sounds fun Dateline. To me.
Biting, you know, biting as you kiss and stuff. You can bite people, I'm sure. Some people are not going to like that, though. You should probably ask them first. Hot massages, this one I'm into. It's one of my favorites. You're not?
No, I hate massages.
I like giving a massage.
Well,
I get you oiled up with that warming oil and give you a nice massage. And then, you know, when I can't take it anymore. Yeah, exactly. Then eventually we turn on Dateline. You can add sensations, it says. If you think you're more of a let's add instead of let's take away kind of person while you're switching up your sex life, you're in luck. Folks can enjoy more well-rounded sexual play that engages their entire nervous system, explained the sex therapist, by adding new sensory experiences. Try incorporating different fabric play like lace, leather, silk, or introducing some new smells. I'm way ahead of you. This has been my whole life with the nylons and the the leggings and the, what are those? Rubber? Let's try them. Sure.
The hairy chicken wing.
There's also sensory deprivation, right? Never tried that, but okay, if that's your thing.
You've never done a blindfold?
No.
Really?
I've never wanted to be blindfolded.
Yeah. You like to be blindfolded or you like to blindfold somebody?
I like being blindfolded. That's hard to say.
Uncomplicated dirty talk.
I've tried.
I just can't. I can't do it.
But
are you good at it? Like, can you stick with it? Because I end up I'll make myself laugh. Or I'm like, I can't talk to you like that.
It comes from the heart.
Mm. Yeah. Maybe if I was drunk. If I was drunk, I'd probably be much better at it. Make and trade will, won't, and maybe lists. And this is talking about having a list you put together about things you could experiment with and you can make trades. I'll do this if you do this. That's a little much.
No, too much for me.
Now this one, number three.
Check yes or no?
Number three used to be a big part of my life, watching porn either together or apart. My ex and I, if we were about to have sex, we kind of knew, like, oh, are you interested? Oh, sure. We'd both get our laptops and sit on different couches and look at porn for an hour or so, and then we'd have sex.
Man, you guys must have been really into each other.
No, I think that's why we looked at porn first.
Whoa, weird.
She would pull out her computer and she'd be like, oh, let's...
I'm not opposed to it. It just seems weird.
We didn't look at it together, though.
Yeah, the fact that you were doing it, like, separately, but
because I'm into my own thing and she's into her thing. She wanted to watch, like, some woman at a public award show.
I get it, but it's like, when you sleep in different bedrooms, I think it's a good idea for married people a lot of the time, and I know people call it bedroom divorce and it happens, and there's no problem with that.
Nah.
You don't like sleeping with each other. It's fine. Well, you've taken that to a whole different level. You've basically just said, we're going to have sex, but everything leading up to it needs to be separate.
Separate.
Separate. We can't be in the same room while this happens. Then when it needs to happen,
real quick,
we'll come together real quick and then go back to our rooms.
Yeah.
Number two, you're not going to like at all. Make an audio recording of yourself while you're masturbating. Mm. And then send that to your partner. Now, it says audio because I think video is probably a little riskier. Yeah. But I think both are risky, honestly. I cannot endorse the idea of sending someone a recorded...
Unless you got one of those voice changers.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, there have to be
a chipmunk.
Some way you could deny that it's you.
You're into that, aren't
like
you?
Darth Vader.
You're like, hey, because
what they want you to do...
I am your father.
And they want you to talk about, like, you know, what's turning me on is thinking about you doing this. So you're going to have to be having this conversation. You know, it's not just the sound. So you're supposed to be talking like,
it.
If you
forget it.
That's just not for me.
It's a lot of theatrics.
If it's for you, that's fine. And number one is talking through your joint fantasies, which, again, is kind of like making a list, but it's just you're talking to one another. Here's all the things I'd like to do. Could
boring.
We do this? Do you want to do this?
Boring. The only thing I got away from all of this entire discussion is that you like the hairy chicken wing.
You said that. And also, I found out that some guys, Lazlo's like, of course guys play with their nipples while they masturbate. So if I had no,
I don't think they do it to themselves.
Well, why not if they like it so much?
Well, I don't think it's something that comes up.
Maybe you should try it.
I'm sure they do. Like, logically, it makes sense. I just never thought of it. I've never heard someone say that before.
You do the hitchhiker?
I don't. That was my friend. And I've never heard a guy, one of my friends say, you know what I like, man, is if she just touches my nipples. That's funny to me. I'm sorry that's funny to me. Anyway.
There you go. Andrew from Dallas checking in. I drive for a uniform company for a living, and it can be lame being by myself all day. You guys are awesome and refreshingly real and hilarious. Thanks for keeping me company each afternoon. You have a great weekend and a great Thanksgiving.
Thank you,
Andrew, from Dallas-Fort Worth, Las Vegas. Thank you for checking in. Kansas City, you're my girl. We're here. Text us if you want. 91-L-POP-WALK. 91-E-L-P-O-P-W-O-K.
The Church of Laszlo.
It's time to doom scroll with Slim Fast.
What you don't know could kill you.
Murder hornets.
Corpies infected monkeys.
This is Headlines on the Church of Laszlo.
All right, you guys ready to do a little doom scrolling with the Edgelord?
Huh? Journey's meh.
Vegas checking in. Thank you, Vegas. Says, listen to you guys every day. Laszlo cracks me up. But the whole show is great. Listening from Vegas. P.S. F that lady who said you're inappropriate.
That's the same lady, right?
I think he's talking about the same lady.
Right.
Yep. The same lady.
Facebook Kathy was the same woman who...
She was,
yesterday.
Yes. She was the one who said that we talked about inappropriate stuff.
Okay.
So, I have to be honest with you. I'm not real... I mean, look, we love Vegas. I'm just not worried about Vegas thinking we're inappropriate. I've been there.
Yeah.
We're going to be fine.
Yeah.
We're going to be fine.
I think there's enough people there that would not be offended... Yeah, that we should be okay.
Yeah.
Who wants a vaccine, huh? Who wants a vaccine?
I want a vaccine.
Now, when you get that vaccine, who do you want to have give it to you? Who would you like to be the one handing you those vaccines? Because it looks
like. My doctor.
Like. Your doctor? That's a good answer. That's a very good answer, Lizzo.
Who else would I want it to give to me?
I thought you were going to say sexy nurse, honestly, is where I thought you were going to go with that. But your doctor is probably a better
choice.
Yeah,
you know what? I'm going to separate these two.
Yesterday, you said something about like the military. So it's like, all right, I'm guessing you prefer to have the doctor. Well, the way Mike Pence is talking, it sounds like he might be the one.
Mike Pence is going to give it to me?
He sounds like he's going to be ready to hand these things out in days. He's very optimistic, which makes me feel good.
I must tell you, having received my latest briefing today over at FEMA, from Operation Warp Speed, I think every American can be proud of the fact that we have a plan in place that the moment that the FDA concludes that that vaccine is safe and effective, we have a system in place to begin within 24 hours shipping that vaccines to hospitals, healthcare facilities, and 24 hours after that, literally injecting that vaccine into Americans.
Now, I'm just pulling up my calculator to do the math.
I'll tell you, America should be proud that the Germans figured out how to cure this.
Exactly. That was that's a total of 48 hours, if my math is correct. 24 hours. They approve it, which they could approve it. Right now, I don't know the way he's talking. 24 hours, they start shipping it out to CVS's or whatever. And then 24 hours after
that. If there was one today and they said, hey, swing by CVS on your way home or Walgreens or Rite Aid or whatever, right? Would you stop on your way home and get one?
Yeah, like if there wasn't a real long line, for sure.
Probably.
Would everybody?
I'm going to let you go.
You're going to let me go first?
Just one day. I'm not going to wait 6 months like a lot of people are saying, but I just want to make see what happens.
See how I do?
Call you tomorrow and be like, hey, how you feeling? You're like, I'm fine. I'll be like, okay.
I did see some people talking about I don't remember which one it was, talking about the side effects of people that were in the trial, whether it was the Pfizer one or the Moderna or Johnson & Johnson.
Yeah,
one of them said that it felt like a hangover.
Like
the worst hangover I've ever had. So before the presidential election, there was all this speculation about what could happen, what might happen, what if it's close, what if the Electoral College goes this way, what if Trump is ahead, what if Trump loses, what is it going to look like election night? And one of the big things was, what if Trump loses the Electoral College and it's close, could he go in and try and get those electors to vote against the popular vote? And that was a big thing that was discussed a lot. I heard a podcast about it. I talked about it on NPR. And it appears that, you know, he's given that a shot now because the other stuff hasn't really worked out. The legal stuff hasn't worked out. Most of the courts have said, yeah, you don't have anything. Sorry. So since that's turned into kind of a dead end, it's now looking like at least Trump has invited these Michigan lawmakers or legislators to the White House as some sort of a last-ditch effort to overturn the election.
Right.
Which I'm sure
constitutionally, if I understand how it works, are they going to explain it? Because
this is real quick. This is like an intro. This is just Stephanopoulos, I think.
The president has been out of sight as the virus surges, but he's been mounting behind the scenes an unprecedented attempt to remain in power by subverting Joe Biden's election victory. Courts continue to dismiss his baseless claims of voter fraud, but now he's inviting Michigan lawmakers to the White House in a desperate bid to reverse the results in a key state Biden won.
Okay, so that's just your intro. What were you going to say?
If the way I understand it correctly is, and feel free to correct me on the text line or look it up or send me a link. Just don't correct me. Send a link so I can learn. I'm being honest, right? Like, send a link. I'll click on it so I can get it, you know, more correct. The way I understand it is the state legislators don't have to vote the way of the popular vote, right? They just always have. Mm-hmm. And so what could happen, and tell me if I'm wrong, the state legislators, they don't vote for Biden. They vote for Trump, even though the popular vote in Michigan went for Biden. They could say, we don't believe it. I don't even think they need a reason.
Yeah.
They can just vote for Trump. The governor then, because the governor is a Democrat, could then say, no, we're voting for Biden. And they could send two separate electors, right?
Yeah.
And two separate vote counts for the state of Michigan. And then the House would have to decide which one they're going to accept at that point. Is that how it works?
That's the podcast I listened to. That's exactly what they said. Or, I mean, that's the way that I understood it, at least. That's the way that they explained it. But I was trying to read about this last night and understand more. They're obviously he's not coming out and saying publicly, I want to get these people to go against the popular vote and vote for me. I don't think he's said that yet. I don't think Giuliani has said that yet. Has he? I saw part of Giuliani's press conference, but it seems like they're speculating that this is obviously what he's trying to do.
Right.
Whether or not you're actually allowed to do that seems a little less clear. They
well,
only
I don't
have a
get
certain
too
amount of time.
People can figure it out themselves, and it's fine. But there is a scenario where that does happen, and Nancy Pelosi ends up having a ton more power than what Republicans want her to have. She can go back without any help and question legitimacy of elections that happened in 2018 and overturn those. And if they really wanted to go this far, it could be that crazy that she could not overturn those elections, right?
Mm-hmm.
She could overturn things that people have voted for and become President Nancy Pelosi.
I did not know that.
It went that far.
I did not know that. That's crazy. Well, I do know that one of these people said it's not going to happen. One of these
Well, I think once people look and figure it all out of what, you know, the final end game is, it's not going to happen. But I think they're looking at it now.
The group of Michigan GOP lawmakers will be about a dozen people, although it's unclear exactly which members of the legislature will make the trip. State Democratic Party Chair Lavora Barnes said that the Republican leaders of the state legislature, Senate Majority Leader Mike Shirkey, and House Speaker Lee Chatfield were going. Quote, they are more focused on continuing the GOP smoke and mirror show designed to hide Trump's humiliating defeat than taking care of the actual problems impacting Michiganders. So, I mean, I think they are going. Some of these people are going.
They said they were going.
He called. That was how this started. There was a phone call, and then there was an invite, and some of them are going. It's today, right? Aren't they going tonight, I think? Sometime soon.
We're getting texts in about the sex stuff from before.
Okay.
Just so you know. And Fat Tony.
Fat Tony.
He does not appreciate Slim laughing at men who enjoy nipple play. Fat Tony is not happy with you.
You could laugh at everything that I do. It struck me as funny because for some reason, 38 years on this planet, I just never thought about it. I've never heard a guy say, touch my nipples.
Oh, look at this.
I have.
You have?
Yes.
Right, well, there you go.
There you go. Slim Fash is a prudish sex shamer.
I'm not a sex shamer. Go touch your nipples.
I do like this. Tip number 17, the Laszlo special. Get in there and dominate your opponent, boys.
Dominate your opponent. Unemployment numbers are bad, real bad, and apparently now they're looking at the numbers and saying if you add this to the actual, you know, people that make less than I think the average is something like $21,000, but below that you're poverty.
Okay.
So if you add those things together, then it's even worse.
In January this year, when the unemployment was supposedly 3.6%, in fact, it was 23.4% for Black Americans was 28.9%, and for Hispanic Americans, 26.9%, and women, 28.2%. So a really different picture. Really, a quarter of America can't earn above a poverty wage.
25% of Americans are saying can't earn above a poverty wage. And remember all those things during the recession in 08? They said this is the worst recession since the Great Depression. They've officially this year said this is like at worse than that, right,
no
with
idea.
The shutdown of the economy. I keep seeing that tossed out there. I'm like, is it worse? I mean, you turned off the economy, so I got to assume that at least for a time, it was absolutely worse. You had what, 40 million people?
I remember
sitting
people? Here and we're like, I don't think we're going to get out of this.
What, in 08?
Yeah.
Yes, but then when they shut everything down, it was like, yes, but this was a forced shutdown. We didn't know how many people exactly were going to be able to go back to work. A little harder to
bad
figure out. Oh, it was really bad. Yeah, we had a sports guy come in and like, hey, how are you? And he's like, well, I don't know if the country's going to survive you. I think Ford's going to go out of business and General Motors. And I'm like, okay, can we talk about sports, please? Something else. Alex Trebek, he died, right? He died from pancreatic cancer. When he got diagnosed, he tried to warn people. He would do these little things about, you know, if you think you have it or whatever, if you have these pains, you should go get it checked out because you want to catch it early.
Before we get into today's match, a word about today. Today is World Pancreatic Cancer Day. And if you or anyone you know has developed some of the symptoms that I have talked about in the past, then by all means, get to a doctor. Get yourself tested. I want you to be safe. This is a terrible, terrible disease.
Okay, so
what are some of the symptoms?
Well, I don't want to look at too many because I've looked at them before, but the main one is that you have this abdominal pain down here.
Yeah.
But there was a guy who's a big fan of Alex Trebek and Jeopardy, and he
listened to him, and then he studied it, and then he had it, now he's fine?
He was watching Jeopardy.
Look at that, Trebek.
He saw that, and he was like, you know what? I've been wondering what this pain is, and then Trebek says, and he's like, I'll do exactly what he says. I'll go get checked right now, and it saved his life.
I found out about this whole thing by mistake. I just got lucky, and that's what it comes down to. I was lucky enough to happen to turn on Jeopardy and on the day that he happened to do his public service announcement, I just listened to what he had to say and was thinking, because I had been having an upper abdomen pain. If I hadn't been paying attention, if I hadn't happened to stumble across Alex Trebek's recording, his public service announcement, I wouldn't be here. There's a lot of coincidences, and I'm not always sure I believe in coincidences. So I think divine intervention is probably a good way to describe it.
Okay, so he had this upper abdominal pain or whatever, which is one of the main symptoms, goes to the doctor because of Trebek, gets there, they run tests, he's stage one, which stage one is about as good as you can hope for, other than not having it, obviously. Right. But if you're going to catch it at stage one, and so looks like he's going to be okay.
That's awesome.
So there you go. Take care of yourself. If you think there's something wrong with you, go get it checked out by a doctor. Don't ignore it like I do.
Has anybody ever told you you saved a life?
I don't believe so, no.
I actually got a message today.
Okay.
I'm not going to say anybody's name.
Uh-huh.
But it was a DM, and it just said, I thought you might like to know that you saved my life. I listen to 96.5 every day in high school back in 2010 and 2014. One day you were talking about suicide and depression in teenagers and said something along these lines, which we've talked about hundreds of times. These kids have only lived a quarter of their lives, but to them it's their entire lives. They think that it's going to be like this forever, but it's not. And I remember being a teenager, like, it is so hard to realize that the eighth grade is such a small part of time in your life, that the 10th grade, when you look back on it 15 years from now, you're not even going to remember all of it. Mm-hmm. But when you're going through it, it is such a horrifying, horrifying, horrifying time that you think it will never end. And there are times where you think just the sixth hour will never end. And if I don't get out of this, or the relationships that you're in, there are relationships that you're in right now that you don't think you can get out of, make it through, survive without, that you won't even remember the person's last name 30 years from now. I promise you. Anyway, so she said, it doesn't sound that profound, but you said that at a crucial moment in my life. I still think about that when things are bad. So thanks for that.
Oh, there you go.
Nice. What about that, huh?
Pretty nice.
So, you know what? You can say I'm inappropriate, but I'm just up here saving lives.
Right. What more can you ask from the man, please?
The Church of Laszlo.
All right, the lighter side of doom scrolling. What was coming out of Giuliani's face?
Well, we thought it was hair dye. We mentioned this yesterday because it had just happened, but Giuliani gave that big presser, which I think, was that part of Mitt Romney's tweet too, where he said, no, it was Chris, the guy that got fired from Homeland Security. Did you see what he tweeted about that? He's like, this is like the most dangerous and possibly crazy hour and 45 minutes of TV I've ever seen. Well, during that press conference that Giuliani was holding up those papers and stuff, something started dripping down his head, and it looked like
hair dye
was just melting out of his hair. And Jeremy, you and I have both used hair dye, mm-hmm. and we were explaining that once you wash the excess dye out, that should be it. Unless you were to just leave it in for no reason and then get it wet, there's no reason it should ever drip.
I know crimes. I can smell them.
After suffering a string of court losses, Rudy Giuliani and the rest of Trump's legal team held a press conference today that went off the rails as they made a series of baseless allegations and Giuliani's hair dye ran down his face.
Did you all watch My Cousin Vinny? You know the movie? It's one of my favorite law movies because he comes from Brooklyn.
I love that that's one of his favorite law movies, by the way. You know, my favorite thing about law is My Cousin Vinny. And also, that was CNN, but I listened to Fox's coverage of it, too, and they said, like, he presented this factless debate or whatever. So everyone was making fun of his hair. Well, I see this article that says what was really dripping from Giuliani's head, it probably wasn't hair dye. This is according to the New York Times. They talked to these professional cosmetologists and stuff, and they said the same thing Jeremy and I did about the hair dye. You wouldn't leave it in, so it's not hair dye. They said it's mascara. I was like, why is it mascara?
Oh,
do you know why?
Oh, he was trying to color just part of his hair?
Guys color their sideburns apparently with mascara, which I didn't know. This guy says that your sideburns get grayer than the rest of your hair. They can go gray first. And it's really, really common for men to use mascara, or those sticks, right, or brushes or whatever, and put it on the sideburns.
I would never even think to use that. Why would you just buy the stuff in the store with a brush?
I guess because
beard for men or whatever.
Because it does stain the skin behind your face. So if it's an area where the hair is really short, which might be your sideburns, if it's just real short hair, then you would see that stain behind it.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas when I put on my beard, you don't notice that I've stained. I mean, my skin is stained down here.
It is?
Yeah, but you don't notice it because that's why they use it as a beard filler too, because you're literally just staining the bald spots.
If your face would be different colors?
There'd probably still be stained. I mean, I haven't used hair dye in a couple months, but when I use it, there would be.
Could you wash it off?
Not once it's stained on there. No, it's on there.
Oh, your face is stained forever?
Well, until it goes away.
How long does it take to go away?
You know, like a few weeks.
When I get my hair dyed, sometimes he'll get it on my forehead, or it'll drip on your face or whatever, and you have to kind of scrub it and wait for it.
But it will come off. It's not a permanent dye.
It will come off eventually, yes.
All right, because I've never thought about using that stuff, but I may at one point. I don't want to shave and have dyed face.
No. Yeah, no. I mean, it does go away eventually. But what they're saying is, so for the sideburns, you just use the mascara stick.
It just sticks to the hair and not on your skin.
They said you shouldn't use it, though, if you think you're going to like be out in the rain or sweating or something, because it will drip.
Or use waterproof.
Waterproof mascara. I feel like I've heard of that. I've seen commercials.
Waterproof mascara is a thing.
Waterproof mascara. Good idea, Jeremy. So I asked you earlier, what should the punishment be if a teacher decides to go to prom and she is having fun, and she flashes her students, right?
Yeah.
It's at prom, which I know is a school function, but it's not like it was in class.
Yeah.
And you guys said prison time, something like that.
I did not say prison time.
No, termination,
probably,
for sure,
yeah.
No matter what, termination.
Yeah.
Maybe hard to get a job being a teacher in the future.
I want to say termination, but definitely some, if not that, at least some sort of discipline, because she's never going to be able to look at those students, and those students are never going to be able to look at her the same way again.
Well, Lazo wanted to see what she looks like, so there she is. She's a PE coach.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I don't think she should be labeled a sex offender or anything.
She's not, like, ugly. She's just not, like, I don't think all the students at that school are talking about how hot Mrs. Lake is. I think that's her name, right? Yeah. Mm. She's married. She's a PE coach. She's 44 years old, and apparently she downed 8 glasses of wine.
Oh.
at prom, and one of the students was standing there, saw her drinking this, and says that eventually she pulled her top down to expose her breast while posing with pupils in the photo booth.
Yeah, that's a problem.
You know, you're supposed to make wacky faces in those things or whatever.
Yeah.
And so she showed her boobs.
No.
You think you get fired, or you just like, that's real embarrassing? Maybe you get transferred. How's that?
I don't know. You can't stay at that school. You're always going to be known as the teacher that showed her boobs at prom.
I think it's unfair that the PE coaches expect us to get naked in front of them all the time, but then they do it once.
It makes a good point.
There's an investigation.
It makes a solid point.
It's an international scandal.
Oh, that's a tough one.
My oldest son brought up a good point the other day, too. He said he was looking up answers to a quiz. So he's doing remote learning. There's a quiz, right?
Right.
Yeah.
And he's just typing in the question into Google.
Oh my God.
And then and I was like, well, I don't know that, you know, you should change the words. You know what I mean? At least read it, or else it's plagiarism. Mm-hmm. And he's like, the questions are word for word.
Yeah.
The teacher just plagiarized this test.
Oh,
why can't I plagiarize the answers? And I thought to myself, you're absolutely right. She didn't read the test and change the questions.
And come up with their own questions.
No, she just took a test and gave it to you like it was hers. He's not wrong.
So what are the answers? If you find them, then good, because I found the questions.
You got this test from somewhere, so I got the answers from somewhere. He's not, it's hard to argue. I don't know, Jeremy's like rolling her eyes, but how do you argue with that?
I mean, you can't, I guess.
You know, you want to know a really good trick that I'd never thought of? I heard someone talking about this the other day. If you go on Reddit, you know, one of the biggest subreddits is the Ask Reddit thing, where they just ask questions. People go on there and they'll say, like, say you've got an assignment about Abraham Lincoln, right? And they say, okay, Abraham Lincoln during this time said this or whatever. People will go on there and say, hey, you know, Abraham Lincoln, this is one of his quotes. He said this. Why do you think that quote was important, or why do you think came up with that quote? And then people will give examples and stuff and answer why they think, and then people just copy that and put it on their paper.
That's a really good idea, right?
You just go on and ask. They don't even know they're helping you with your homework. You just act like, I have this question for you all to consider, right? What do you think about this? What do you think some of the ramifications of that are? And then you take the top answers and you say, this person's obviously smarter than me. I'm going to copy that and I'll put it on my paper.
That's really smart.
Right? Jeremy, I know you love the show. I know a lot of people love the show. As a matter of fact, so many people love the show that there is something people want for Christmas and they're not able to find it right now because they're sold out all over the place.
Masked Singer hoodies.
Boy, Jeremy loves Masked Singer. No, that's not it.
Tell the readers of life how it feels to be a girl among all those men.
I don't mind it. Chess isn't always competitive. Chess can also be beautiful.
Chess, the Queen's Gambit.
Yeah.
Queen's Gambit is like the biggest thing that people have been streaming in the last few weeks. And because of it, I guess a lot of people watched it and said, you know what? Either I haven't played chess in a long time and I'd like to start again, or I should learn me some chess. And apparently, if your kid wants a chess set or if someone you know wants a chess set, start looking now because according to this thing, if you want nice ones, a lot of them are already sold out.
That's kind of awesome.
It's become the hottest Christmas present this year.
I got one for my kids last year.
A chess set? Well, yeah. There you go. Got it early.
I haven't opened it.
Perfect. You can probably sell it.
Yeah.
Like an Xbox.
Ooh, maybe
trade it for a PS5.
Yes, exactly. Ben Carson, you know him. He was a brain surgeon.
I've heard of him.
Yeah.
He owned the Godfather's Pizza?
No, different guy.
Who's the guy who owned Godfather?
That's the guy who died.
Are they both dead?
What?
No, Ben Carson's alive. Ben Carson's still something, like the HUD guy or something. I don't remember what his...
Housing and Urban Development.
Is that what he's doing right now, though?
Who's the
other guy then? Who's the guy that died, Jeremy? The Godfather's Pizza guy.
I have no idea.
Oh, come on.
I cannot help you with this one.
Oh, died COVID. And he's been tweeting posthumously this whole time. Herman Cain.
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah, that's who you're thinking of.
Herman Cain. And I don't know. Who's that?
Herman Cain was a Godfather's guy who went to the Trump rally in Oklahoma, got COVID, and died. Ben Carson is the brain
surgeon. He's the surgeon.
Ben Carson's the brain surgeon who ran for president and didn't win and ended up working for the Trump administration. He also got COVID, right?
I get their names and that guy from Alaska. Who's the guy from Alaska who threw the rock in the water?
I don't know. Threw the rock in the water. I don't know that I know this one.
I think the whole presidential campaign was him throwing a rock in the water.
Oh, that was a long time ago. The white-haired guy. Yeah, he was a Democrat, right?
I don't remember. What was his name?
I don't remember.
His name's Mike something.
Anyway, wasn't he like Dodd? Wasn't that Chris Dodd or somebody or one of those guys that was in one of those, the names of one of those laws?
I can't remember now.
Let's check and see if it's Dodd. So Ben Carson got COVID. Ben Carson got COVID and, you know, he's a brain surgeon, right? The guy's a medical doctor. I assume you're a doctor if you're a brain surgeon. Well, are surgeons doctors? You know, that's more stuff that I don't know. I should really look that up first. But he's a medical professional, at least, or at one time he was.
Mike Gravel. This is what I put in Google. Google's so awesome. I put Alaska run President Stone Water.
So
it just comes up. You're looking for Mike Gravel. Thank you.
So
I get him and Herman Cain, and I get all those guys confused.
Then I get Mike Gravel and Chris Dodd. Is it Chris Dodd? Who's the other guy with the white hair?
Come on, let's go.
Okay, so Ben Carson gets COVID, and instead of going to the doctor's office and getting the prescribed stuff, he's like, you know who I'm gonna take advice from is the CEO of MyPillow. That guy sounds like a straight shooter, and I feel like that's who I should be listening to. So he used the MyPillow guy's fancy solution for curing COVID and said it worked great.
Housing and Urban Development Secretary Ben Carson said in a new interview that he took Oleander Extract, an unapproved herbal supplement that has been promoted by the CEO of MyPillow. Carson, a former neurosurgeon, said he took the extract after it was recommended by Mike Lindell. Lindell, who also served as President Trump's Minnesota campaign chairman, has a financial stake in the company that makes the extract.
You following that? So the MyPillow CEO also has some sort of financial interest in the extract that he's been promoting. Ben Carson's like, I'm going to take the potion, and he took it. Strange times we live in.
Yeah.
I understand some people being anti-science or anti-doctors even, I guess. I don't know, not believing in COVID. But when you got someone who's a brain surgeon, and then they get sick, and like, I'm gonna buy stuff from the MyPillow guy.
Right.
That's officially strange times. We agree?
Yeah.
I mean, it just doesn't get weirder than that.
I'm just watching the singing surgeon who was on The Masked Singer this past week. He got kicked off.
Oh.
Remember the singing surgeon?
No,
he was
really
good.
I do not.
Yeah. He's
and Blazo, you said Herman Cain. I mean, think about how weird that was. He was also part of the I'm not gonna wear a mask and we can have these rallies and went to Trump's rally. Got COVID and died from it, and then his Twitter continued to tweet about how COVID is kind of a scam.
Yes,
he shouldn't be worried about COVID, and he was already dead. I'm not positive that we're alive anymore, honestly. This might all be a dream.
No.
And then Karens, I know we've got Karen fatigue. You've got Karen fatigue. Everyone's got Karen fatigue, but they're starting to make a comeback, maybe with California Karen, the one the other day who said, you all are acting like black people. She made national news with that. Now there's Starbucks Karen, and what makes Starbucks Karen great? And it's got to be like Starbucks Karen number 4459 or something. But what makes this Starbucks Karen great, she's arguing with the barista about not wearing a mask. She's not wearing one. Barista's like, I need you to put on a mask. She's pissed. She's being filmed by a person standing next to her. She's all rude, and then she looks down at one point and realizes that this person is filming her. It's like a teenager or something, I'm assuming. And she goes, her whole attitude changes. But her first reaction is to try and grab the kid or grab the phone and say, stop filming me. But then the mom of the kid filming is like, whoa, back the bleep off.
You don't care what my disability is.
It's not about that. I can adjust my service to be able to help you, but that's just what I need.
So he's telling her, go to the restroom, put on a mask, please, do something.
It's inside, but I need the mask on.
Where is the restroom I can use?
You can go talk to Bonds and see if they want to let you use the restroom over there. So there's another public restroom over there. Yeah, that's just where
this is. I just spent all this money.
Where she notices.
No. Tell your child to stop videoing me.
Get the out of my face. Don't know.
Tell your child to stop videoing me.
Get out of here.
Teach your child some kindness.
Get the out of here. Go. Yeah. Look at what you're doing to this nice employee.
I'm trying to adjust.
I'm not trying to do anything to these employees.
She wants so badly to grab that kid's phone and yell at her, but then when she sees the parent there, she's like, tell your child to be nice to me and not film me. And mom is saying, get the bleep out of here. How about you be nice to the barista? And the hypocrisy of Starbucks Karen saying, teach your kid to be nice, after this woman just got done screaming at this barista. By the way, this woman looks like she's maybe, what'd you say, Jeremy, 30-ish?
Yeah, maybe.
This is a young Karen. Yeah. I mean, when you think Karens, you think like
40-plus.
Well, what
about that lady in Johnson County talking about, you know, wearing a mask, comparing it to a Holocaust?
Oh, I mean, yeah, that was next level. Yeah.
Right. We'll talk about that later. I mean, her speech last night was like, wow.
Right. Like, how many of these city council things do we have to watch where people are?
And how privileged are you that you don't understand that having to wear a mask into Noodles and Company does not make you Anne Frank?
Right.
Right.
It's unreal.
The Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
Yo.
How are you?
I am good. How about you?
I'm good, man. It's Friday. Week went by fast.
Yeah, really fast. I forgot it was Friday till we got to work today. How about Karen? We said we were going to talk about...
Karen, was this the one who was at the council board meeting?
Yeah, Board of Commissioners meeting.
And you know, these mask mandates are going on, you know, everywhere, and shutdowns and these types of things. And I saw this one. I thought, this lady, you got to be kidding me.
It's amazing how many people immediately turn to, well, there's two things. The Nazi thing gets brought up. I'm like, wait, what? And then the other one that you hear over and over and over again is just, the government doesn't have a right to tell me what to do. And if you think the government has a right to tell you what to do, you need to move to another country. And it's like, I still don't understand how you can say that out loud more than once, at least. Because once you say it once, doesn't someone point out to you all the things that you're being told to do?
Right.
Anyway. If you're searching
and where and not where,
exactly.
It's okay.
So, but she does both, right? I mean, she's doing both those things.
Yeah, but she really, you know,
she's passionate.
She compares. Well, I'll let you listen to her, but she compares what's going on now with Nazi Germany.
I say this with the utmost respect to you and your position, but please get out of my life. Please allow us the freedom to make our choices for ourselves and our families. We are all adults here, and we are capable of making our own decisions. The idea now to start fining people for not wearing a mask is completely ridiculous. Do you really want people telling on their neighbors and friends and family like Nazi Germany? Or the fiction novel 1984, I will not. For the record, I do wear a mask in public, but not because I believe they work. It's because I don't want to be hassled and judged.
That's
every
why we have to make it a rule.
I need to leave my home. Before the mask order and COVID, seeing a person walking towards me with a mask and sunglasses and a hat would make me fearful. This happened to me this week when I was shopping, and I thought nothing of it, and that frightened me more. Hmm. How safe can this be? Someone can be completely disguised. This is not a new normal, and I will fight against this fake new normal with all that I have. You have the chance right now to right this wrong. If a private business wants to have a mask dress code, then of course they can. But let us that don't go our own way. My dress code is none of your business. If you want to mandate something, why don't you mandate individuals being responsible for their own health? Mandate eating proper nutrition. Mandate sunlight, vitamins, and exercise. The evidence does not show that masking works. What they do is give people a false sense of security. And if you truly believe they do, then by all means, wear one. Enough with the mandates. Give us our freedoms and the choice. That's all we are asking. Thank you.
Wow.
Yep.
Yeah, huh?
So much. So much. I mean, she starts with the let us make decisions for ourselves. That's a common one, too. Mm-hmm. So I assume that she's also been like a big advocate for legalizing drugs and sex work and all that stuff in her past before the mask thing. I can only assume.
I can only assume that she's
right. And then she also.
And then there should be no dress code for anything.
No dress code.
I'm sure she's fine with my kids wearing a thong to school.
Yeah. Or me wearing nothing.
We're all adults here. I make my decisions for my family. Wear what they want.
Yeah.
Wear what they want. There should be no dress code. Stop it. And then seriously, what do you want? This Nazi Germany?
Nazi Germany.
Can you imagine how out of touch you have to be as a human being to compare having to wear a mask or get a fine for going into Five Guys and getting a to-go burger as the Holocaust?
Man, it's next level. It really, really, really is. And also the whole, you know, you pretend like they work and they do not. Like, have you ever been to a doctor's office and seen people wearing masks? Have you ever seen the people in the movies in the hospitals wearing the mask? Did you yell at your doctor when they put the mask on before you went into surgery and say, that doesn't work. Take it off. It's security theater. I won't have it. You must be too stupid to do this surgery if you think that mask does anything. It's crazy that all these people are using the same argument, but I guess it's probably because it's being shared on social media. Yep. So the same
over
talking
over
point
over
just over and over and over. I'm not telling on people for not wearing a mask, lady. First of all, I'm fine with that. You know, if a business has a rule and the business needs to enforce it, they can enforce it. I'm not going to tell on my neighbors or alert the guy at the gas station that someone in the back isn't wearing a mask. Definitely annoyed by someone that would, honestly.
Yeah.
But it's just hard to imagine that, because she's reading that off of her phone.
Right.
So she's written this all down and thought it through. It's hard to imagine that, like, you've maybe gone over this with someone before or had this argument with somebody and that they've never pointed out why this argument doesn't make any sense. Like we just said, the fact that the government has rules about all sorts of things, and especially when it comes to, because I think, Lazlo, people like you and I, we're somewhat libertarian with the, I should be able to make my own decisions if it doesn't hurt anybody else.
Right.
Which would be the drug thing, right? If I want to do drugs, I should be allowed to do drugs. It's not hurting anybody else. Obviously, I can't drive while I'm on drugs because that could hurt somebody else.
Of course.
But that's why we have drinking and driving laws.
Mm-hmm.
You can drink, but you can't put other people at risk by getting behind the wheel. That's, we have rules to protect. Those rules protect me from you.
Of course.
The mask is supposed to help keep people from getting sick. Mm-hmm. Not saying that it'll prevent all of it, but reduce the number of overall
people
that get sick.
Here's something we have to do. We have to start teaching about the Holocaust in public schools.
Yes.
Yeah, do a better job.
We have to, because people don't get it. They don't understand what it is. I thought we went through it pretty thoroughly when I was in high school.
Same.
Man, I'm a high school dropout, so I thought, you know, people probably got more of it than what I got. We need to start discussing the Holocaust and genocide in the public school system so that we don't have women like this coming up and comparing the two.
And I am somewhat curious, I gotta say. I don't want to go sit down with this woman and have a conversation. I'm not that bored. But I am slightly curious what her response would be to those points about, well, you know, you're not allowed to drink and drive because it puts other people at risk. You are not allowed to speed and go 100 miles an hour down a 35-mile-an-hour street because it puts other people at risk. We have lots of laws that are supposed to help protect me from your behavior. Where is this, like, the government can't tell me what to do, and this is the beginning. This is the first time the government's ever tried to tell us to do something.
Right.
And then, yes, also, I'd like to know how this is similar to people being put on boxcars and shipped off to a gas chamber. I really...
Mm-hmm.
And would you say that to someone who, like, survived the Holocaust? Would you say that to their face? Would you say, like, you know what? All these Holocaust survivors, I have something in common with you now.
Right. When you go to the Holocaust Museum, right, which I did in New York City with my father one time. When you go there, and me and this woman go together. Do we walk through? And she goes, just like having to wear a mask.
I know what this is like.
Man, just the other day I had to put one of these masks on before I went into CVS.
So,
oh, my Lord. Oh, my Lord.
I just want you to know that I can totally sympathize with your oppression because I've been there. I remember 2020. And
they made me wear a mask.
Never forget. A mask. And by the way, again, we've said this before, you and I both have. I'm not speaking for everyone who is a non-anti-masker, but I don't like masks. I find them to be kind of annoying that I have to, because it's a new thing I got to do. I got to remember to grab it before I go inside. If I wear it for more than 20 minutes, at least a couple of the ones that I have start to get uncomfortable and hot. I don't prefer it. I'd prefer not to wear it. But it is a very, very small burden, a very small thing to be asked to do if it can help slow the spread. Even if you said this will only save 10 people, well then, yeah, it's not.
You know that's how I feel.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, as a human being, that's how I feel. I'm like, man, I don't know how well these things work. It doesn't make a lot of sense to me. But somebody said, well, you know, some people say it'll save thousands of lives, hundreds of thousands.
Yeah.
Some people say it'll save some. Well, then I'll just put it on.
Right.
Right.
Fine.
I mean, honestly, if you told me
if it saves one person's life, just put the goddamn thing on.
Yes. You said if you wear this mask every time you go into CVS or the grocery store for the next
year, won't die.
This woman in Washington won't die. I'd be like, okay, then obviously I'm going to put this thing on. I don't want this woman to die. What I'm not going to do is get on TV and say, this is the Holocaust and I'm basically Anne Frank.
Right.
Unbelievable. You think she's listening?
No.
Someone that knows her is listening. Because this happened right over by your house.
Right in my neighborhood. I couldn't I didn't recognize her.
I mean, I could definitely she looks like she could hang out at your swimming pool or something.
Yeah, like I'm really like, yeah. She looks like she could be in my neighborhood for sure.
Yeah. What if you were dating someone?
She's not an unattractive woman.
She is not. Okay, thank you for saying it, because that was really what I was getting to. What if your significant other, you've gotten along
and did this
pretty well all your life and there didn't seem to be a lot of problems. You've been together for, you know, I don't know, a couple years, 10 years, whatever. All of a sudden, the mask thing happens, and they're like, this is like Nazi Germany, and I'm going to go talk to the city council. I don't know that I can get over that. I think that I'd be like,
no.
This is
so absurd.
If that
was my wife and everything was going on before that, and then she went out there, and we had a discussion about it beforehand about how it wasn't like Nazi Germany. And,
right.
And she's like, no, you're wrong.
I wrote
it
this letter
is exactly like Nazi Germany. You don't know my pain. Yeah, then I'd just be like, we have a real large disconnect here. I mean, you're not an unattractive woman.
You're not.
Boy.
You are not.
Boy.
Oh, and she says, I used to be scared when I saw people wearing a mask and sunglasses. That should frighten us. And now it's normal, and that frightens me more. Which I feel like what you're saying is there should be a rule that says you always have to show your face.
Right.
Which is another stupid rule that I don't want to follow.
The Church of Laszlo.
All right, it is the Church of Laszlo. I'm Laszlo. That's Slim Fast Journeys in the other room. We have a text line. We'd love for you to chime in. Scale of 1 to 10. How much you want to be with me? That's what I'm asking you.
Oh, yeah.
How into this are you? That's what I'm asking you. It's Friday night. I've had a little bit to drink.
Had a little to drink.
How into me are you? Scale of 1 to 10. You text us 91-L-POP-WALK. 91-E-L-P-O-P-W-O-K. Doesn't matter. Dallas, Fort Worth, Kansas City, Las Vegas. I'm looking for that. 1 to 10. I want to hear about you want to hear my argument real quick first?
So, yeah, we were going to talk about the dumbest argument that you've ever had because it just happened to me, and I thought of this.
And I want to keep yours because it's so fresh. So let's just.
Right, but yours is my favorite.
No, come on.
It was so good.
It
was so good. Like, the fact that I remember a friend of mine's argument that he had with his spouse 15 years ago means it was a pretty good argument.
Well, I was out front raking leaves.
And this is like 2005 or something, probably?
Who knows? I was married. And I'm outside raking leaves, and I'm raking all the leaves into the street. And as I rake them into the street, and I keep raking them in the street, she comes out and says, what are you doing? And I said, I'm raking the leaves into the street. And she said, you can't rake them into the leaves in the street. You have to bag them. And I was like, I don't want to bag them. And she's like, but you have to bag them. And I'm like, no, you don't have to bag them because they have like a street sweeper. And it's this big thing. It comes down the street. It's got these little side things on it. Picks up the leaves. And she's like, they don't have that. That doesn't exist. I'm like, no, like I've seen them. And they had it where I was growing up. And then I've seen them here. Like, it's a street sweeper. And it comes down the side. Just sweep your leaves on the side. And He picks it up. My God. It was the worst fight. Well, you know what? It wasn't the worst fight we had ever gotten into. To that point, it was the worst fight that we had ever gotten into. But she started screaming at me, "You pick up the leaves." I said, "No." Finally, I threw the rake down. I said, "You pick up the leaves. If you want to bag them, then you bag them. I'm not bagging them." And then we started screaming some more. And then, you know, a coffee table broke. And then I went upstairs.
We're kind of glossing over a little bit here, but because the coffee table is pretty good. I feel like you pulled a Slim Fast there and decided to take your anger out on an adamant object.
I said,
right?
"I can't take any more of this." And I had this little small, it wasn't even a coffee table.
It was like wicker.
It's like a wicker end table. And I just threw it outside by the leaves. Like, and they could take this too. God damn it.
And you didn't.
I hate this wicker. It was her wicker thing.
Oh, you're breaking her stuff. I like that.
It was
that.
Like a wicker thing, and I always hated it. I was like, why do we have wicker in the living room? It's supposed to be outside. Wicker's not for the living room.
Or for the 2000s. But also,
threw it out the front door into the leaves.
You didn't have
kids.
And
then I ran upstairs, and I said, you know what? We can't fight like this. I'm going to leave. And at that point, I had had a suspended license. So I just had a moped.
Oh, my God. This is the best part of the whole story. And I forgot about it just now. That's the best part of the whole story.
So I just had a moped. And I said, look, I can't take this anymore. Well, I had a car, but you're not supposed to drive it.
You're not allowed to drive it,
right. So I had a moped that I drove around the city. And she came up and she goes, oh, you're going to leave, big man? You're going to leave? And I was like, yes, I have to leave. She's like, oh, you're going to leave, big man? And then she made a, like she was on a moped and went, why don't you get out of here then? Vroom, vroom, vroom.
She did the leader of the pack.
She did the handle like she was going on a moped.
Pulling the throttle.
I actually did get on my
moped.
You're
going to drive away?
Like a big man on a motorcycle, only we both knew that it was like this little tiny Vespa motorcycle. So I did get on it and I drove away. So that is true.
And there were no kids in the house. You had no children at the time.
No, there were no children whatsoever. Yeah. I don't even think we were married, to be honest with you. I don't think we were married yet.
If you were, you were just married, but I don't think you were married yet.
I don't think so. But I will sing. 3 days later, with us having big piles of leaves in the front lawn, the street sweeper came.
Does the street sweeper actually pick up the leaves?
Yeah.
Did they tell you that's okay?
My street sweepers at my neighborhood just got that brush and just kind of tosses stuff for it. It doesn't like suck anything up.
They send out a thing, at least in my neighborhood, and they still do it in my neighborhood now, which is close to the other one. They send out a thing where they'll come by and pick them up, you know, three times in the fall or something.
Okay. So, Jeremy, you said you didn't have one that comes to mind, like the, just a dumb.
I mean, all of our arguments are dumb, but I'd say the biggest one is we got in a fight about jeans. Not too long ago, my boyfriend has a problem finding jeans that he likes, so he will just order them online.
Because he's like 7 feet tall?
Yeah, he's like 6'7".
Like, he can't shop. Could he go into like a Kohl's and just buy stuff, or does he have to special order it?
But he refuses to go in and try anything on.
How tall is he?
He's like 6'6", 6'7".
Oh, I was thinking he's 6'10". He looks huge. Okay, 6'7". So I mean, he can find stuff, it's just not easy.
Yeah, and he just doesn't want to deal with it. So he'll just order a bunch of different kinds of jeans until he finds the one that he likes, but he refuses to return anything.
Oh, so it's like Laszlo.
We got into a huge fight because I was going to return them, but he didn't have any of the receipts or anything for me to be able to do that. So I was trying to get him to put them in a pile of the ones that fit and the ones that didn't fit. And he kept saying that none of them fit, but he had just bought. It was this huge back and forth that made no sense to anybody. And by the time it was over, I don't even know what his point was or what my point
and
was.
And where you started, right?
And where we started.
You're like, how did this start? Yeah. How did we get here?
And the same sort of situation with Laszlo, he hopped on a moped and drove off. It was weird.
That's true.
Yeah.
So mine was last night.
Okay.
And I mean, I've been in plenty of arguments with plenty of, you know, women over the years, like the people that I've been dating. And I do feel like this wasn't like the angriest by any means or anything like that. It was just the dumbest. I'm sitting watching Major Payne with Damon Wayans, right? And, you know, it's nighttime. Well, why wouldn't I? It's on Stars. It's like, I'm watching a movie. I was excited, actually, that it was on there. So I'm watching Major Payne. And she's reading the news on her phone. And she likes to go through and she'll read, like, you know, stuff that she considers to be liberal media and then stuff that she considers to be super conservative and then libertarian, right? And I feel like I hear about the libertarian stuff a lot. Because she's like, they bring up a lot of good points. What do you think about this? So this, I'm guessing, but I don't know for certain. I'm guessing this originated with her seeing something on one of the Koch brothers' news websites,
okay,
right?
Gotcha.
So, which, by the way, I have nothing against. I have the app on my phone, too. I take a look at times myself. But
the Koch brothers' website?
Yeah, what is it called? What is their thing? Reason? Isn't that theirs?
Okay, anyway.
I'm watching Major Payne. That's the important thing. And she starts talking. I can hear her talking to herself about, oh, you know, they're talking about whether or not kids should go back to school. And I know that, like, New York has said, you know, the kids need to stay home. Obviously, COVID. I wake up every morning, and the first thing I do is open my laptop and go to the major news networks, and I organize by date and then go, okay, top news stories of the last 24 hours.
Right.
Every single day for the last however long,
yeah,
it's been COVID. And I'm not saying just like 9 months. The last 5 weeks have been horrendous when it comes to the COVID news. It's
right.
Terrible. We're doing a terrible job. It's killing a lot of people. And it's scary. It's
you guys
depressing.
Don't want to have a sip of this, do you?
No, please. I finished mine. So I had heard her say in the past that she thinks kids should go to school because they do better in school than they learn at home, which, I mean, okay, obviously, but that it's actually better off if you consider all the unintended consequences and kids are, you know, not likely to get sick from COVID, all these things, that the good outweighs the bad, they should be in class. So I'm just like, oh, okay, all right. So then she starts saying, if we had a kid, our kid would be going back to school right now. And honest to God, at that point, I'm like, okay. Like, I'm watching Major Payne. He's shooting the monster in the closet. So then she says, no, I'm asking you, would you send our kid back to school right now? And I said, me? No, I would not. And she goes, why? And I said, because there's a lot of people dying from COVID right now. So then she starts in with the kids don't get that sick and they do terrible at home. Now, we also have she has a kid or a friend's kid that we're pretty close with, and he's been doing remote learning and he's not, you know, doing as well at home or whatever. And I said, yeah, I get it. I said, some kids are really struggling with remote learning, but it's also about trying to save people's lives. This whole argument, it gets to the point where we are arguing, not even like metaphorically anymore. It's about, our kid is going back to school. And I'm at this point so angry. I was like, our kid is not going back to school. And I don't care if he or she is getting F's because they can't pay attention and they're skipping class. It's not worth killing my mother, your mother, your grandfather, or anybody else. If they say you got to do this for the rest of your lives, we can have a discussion. But as long as they tell me that we got to wait until at least people get vaccinated and we figure this thing out, he's staying home. After this argument had gone on for like 15 minutes, by the end, our voices are raised, we're angry, and I finally said, fine, you know what? You send our kid back to school tomorrow. If my mom dies, I'm going to go ahead and assume it was because we sent our kid back to school tomorrow. And that was when I realized we don't have a kid.
What did she say to that, though?
She was like, you better let us send the kid back. She's like, because people, you know, it's a pandemic. People are going to get sick, and that does happen, and we can't save everybody, but we have to consider what the best, you know, choices in every scenario. And I think for school,
we don't have to discuss the merits of either argument.
The point is,
you guys argue about a hypothetical.
A hypothetical, is our kid going back to school tomorrow? We don't have kids. And finally, when it dawned on me, after we had
there's actually two things to this. You don't have kids.
Right.
And schools are closed. So you don't really have a choice.
Right.
A hypothetical kid can't even go to a hypothetical school because the hypothetical school is closed after Thanksgiving.
She's acting like we live in a hypothetical place where schools are open. You know what I mean? And it wasn't until after all that that I said, it was like in my brain, I'm like, Reed, just agree with her. Because your kid doesn't exist, and so you don't have to worry about whether or not your kid's going back to school. Mm-hmm. And like, why did it take that long? So I finally was like, you know what? You're right.
Aw.
I get it. I haven't read as much as you have about it, and I'm sure they've done their research and looked into all this, and I will trust you. If you're this passionate about it, he can go back to school.
And what'd you say?
She's like, okay, good. And in my mind, I'm like, okay, we don't have a kid.
Right.
I was so excited.
Well, come on, weren't you still a little bent?
Huh?
Weren't you still a little bent at the end of the argument?
I'm mostly
a little bent here right now that you just gave in.
I was mostly bent about interrupting Major Payne. I kept pausing it and rewinding it, and she knew I was rewinding. She's like, oh, sorry, I'm interrupting your 20-year-old movie.
I was excited that you, like, put your foot down, and you were like, no, our kid is not going back to school. And then
I did.
At the end, you, like, caved.
I was angry. And Jeremy, not only that, at that point, because I'd been pretty, you know, whatever up to that point, like, kind of argumentative but not serious, I laid into the full, I wake up every morning and have to look at the goddamn news and see how many people are dying. I understand you're busy and you're doing your job, but I'm looking at the news and you know what I see is a map full of red, full of people dying because we can't keep this in contained. And just because my kid doesn't get sick doesn't mean he's not going to get someone else sick. And I'm not okay with that. like full forced boom. And then we realized.
Well, then she knew that you must have just been giving up to stop arguing.
Maybe. Yeah. Oh.
Like if you go all the way to, you know what? I haven't read as much as you have.
Oh, she knew. Stop, yeah. She knew. Later that night, she's like, you're just, you know, I know you just gave in to that argument. I was like, no, I didn't. No, go ahead. Send them back to school.
The Church of Laszlo.
What the hell were we going to talk about?
Size matters, my friend.
Oh, good. My booze is almost over. Is this show almost over?
Almost over. Almost over. Come on. Keep trucking.
Are you out?
No. I mean, I'm going to be in a second.
He's close.
I can finish it right now.
See I'll
what
share.
Happens. Watch me now.
You want to add some?
Remember me when we got here and I was like, I don't want that.
There you go. That's
yeah.
it.
Is yours gone?
Mine was gone first.
Oh, yep. God.
Yeah.
I got some catching up to do.
You do. Man. And you're the one who comes in here and is like, I drank last night and I'm a little tired. Ooh. I thought you could.
I usually wait till it's dark outside.
Oh, that's
which
not
I know
a,
it'll
that's
be
not
dark here soon, but.
Come on. And I'm almost positive that styrofoam cup you bring in every day with
has got a little bit of the hot
you're
stuff.
You're not
in
stopping
it.
By a Sonic every day and getting
no,
a new
I
Coke.
No, I leave it here.
You're
leave
a functional alcoholic. We know
yes.
it.
It's just water.
To deal with
hydrated,
us.
Hydrated, thank you very much, unlike you two.
Size matters. All right, obviously. Like,
yes.
It would be great if you were well endowed, you know, for lots of reasons. But there's also lots of reasons it would be bad. This is science, okay. Actual science. How penis size determines your salary.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's good news, guys, for your bank account if you have a small,
sure.
you know. So, it's the age-old question. Does size really matter? Well, it turns out the answer may be yes. It has been found that being well-endowed doesn't necessarily mean that you are well-off, as some of the highest earners in the world have the smallest penises, according to this survey.
Well, of course,
survey.
But this just makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
It goes back to
if
the...
You have a if you have a big wiener, then you don't... have to do anything else.
Right. You're
you
good.
Made.
You're just like, people are like, you're going to go to college? And you're like, I don't know. I got this. And you're right. Like, God damn. You don't have to do anything. Women,
turned
they're like, hey,
nights.
what job do you have? What car do you have? He's like, I got this. And women are like, awesome.
Okay.
You just, you know at that moment that you don't have to strive for much more. You were born with a gift.
Yep.
And that gift will keep you going throughout society. You don't have to work on it. But when you look down and you're like, I got that, then all of a sudden it's like, hey, baby, we got to scramble. We got to come up with all these other things. And that salary, cars, life, all these things, because we don't have that. If I had that, I wouldn't be here right now.
Yeah, and because everything that men do comes back to sex. They do it for sex.
Of course.
So the job, well, it's for sex, you know.
Right.
I mean, getting up in the morning, every single thing that you have to do, I have to do this. You have to do it because if you don't, even if it's not directly, it will
you
indirectly lead to you not getting sex. And that's not an acceptable option for most men. Now, I don't know how it works for gay men. If it's, I assume that it's somewhat similar, but they have this whole graph here that breaks down earning potential for people based on their size. And there's been lots of studies done about CEOs and like narcissistic personalities. And it shows that most people who are really high ranking and make a lot of money, a hugely disproportionate amount have some sort of narcissistic personality trait. And that's because you got to kind of lie and cheat to get
sure.
to the top a little bit, right?
Of course.
And if you don't feel comfortable doing that, you're probably just going to be the person that says, that's fine, just pay me $10 and I'll be okay. So I would assume that a lot of that stuff is similar to your size, you know, when it comes to your attitude and how you treat people. So this is a table that shows the percentage of people in different job sectors, which with each size of penis. Okay,
penis.
We're allowed to say penis.
What? Yes, I love that you giggle.
Sales and marketing.
What do you do?
Sales and marketing.
The size of the.
Well, I keep thinking, like, can we say it? We can say it.
You can say it.
Sales and marketing, okay? 3 inches, 3%. 4 inches, 15% of people. 5 inches, 36%. Six inches, 31%. 7 inches, 12%. And 8+, that curve drops off down to 3%. Manual labor, you're right there in that sweet spot where most people are around that 6% or 6-inch area,
mm-hmm.
okay? Law. So this is like, I got to go to school. I got to get a law degree, right? 3 inches, 4%. 4 inches, 7%. 5 inches, 35%. Six inches, 46%. If you look at all these numbers, they pretty much align with the average, you know, according
okay,
to
so
surveys.
Okay, so give me a beautiful mind. Where is this?
Okay. So The study analyzed how your penis size determines your salary, and it's good news for your bank balances if you have a small penis. The survey commissioned 997 men to answer questions about work, salary, and their penis size to see if there was a correlation between size and salary. They found that those with a penis of 3 inches in length earned an average of about $65,000 per year. That's an average.
Right.
Keep in mind, that's an average. If you think about the normal average, which is
yeah, I gotta hustle.
Way lower, 3 inches there at $65,000 for an average.
Okay.
However, at the other end of the scale, those who had a penis that measured 7 and 8 inches earned an average of about $40,000 or maybe even $27,000 per year. Think about that. That's a huge gap. Jeremy, no pun intended. That is a huge gap. Between what, first of all, what the normal average income would be for someone, and then between what the average income is for people based on their size. You're talking about $27,000 a year versus $65,000 a year.
Wow.
For an average. And if you're just polling people as a whole, and you're saying, okay, let's take 1,000 people randomly and poll them, how much money do you make? That's a huge, huge difference. So if you are smaller, it's not like, oh, look, you might make slightly more money. It looks like on average you make a lot more money. Basically double.
Yeah. I remember that, ladies.
So this is a good thing to remember for men and women, because if you are a man and if you are an 8-incher, then you can say, look, yes, I make $27,000, but like Laszlo said, but let me show you something real quick. And, you know, if you're not, you can say yes, okay.
Yeah, she's like, oh, my God, I didn't realize you were. And you're like, yeah, well, you know. We can go eat dinner wherever you want whenever this is over.
Right.
Call me all the names you want, Mr. Planters or whatever, but we can go to Ruth Chris tonight, and I'm paying for it, and I'm not going to complain about it because this is not a problem. When it comes to promotions at work, those with an average size of 4 inches had the highest number of promotions in the last 5 years.
Huh.
And that's below average. I mean,
also got nothing to lose.
Right.
Yeah.
Manual labor workers had the highest proportion of 6 and 7-inch penises. 59% and 16% respectively. And those in the arts are doing really well with their penises. They had the highest proportion of 8-inch penises.
Arts, what kind of arts?
So think about what all this means.
What is arts, like a poet?
Yes, so if you are a painter or a poet or whatever, you're like, I'm
an artist.
A musician? It means you're not making much money is what it means.
Right.
You're in the arts. I'm in a band.
Yes.
I write this poetry. I've got this gallery opening that I'm doing. And you're like, well, how do you make any money? Now you know the answer is I don't.
Money, I have a wiener.
I don't need it. I have this. So you can make fun of me for my old 87 Scirocco as much as you want, but look at this.
Yep.
And that's it. And I don't think it's actually that surprising. This whole article is like, oh, this is amazing. It's what a finding.
I could have told you that.
And all, I mean, this could be, you don't just have to use sizes. You could talk about like how attractive somebody is, right?
Yes.
More attractive people probably
make more money.
Well, they may make more money in some areas. I get that. But the idea of like who's working harder, who has to hustle more.
Yeah.
Like think about people that you think are really funny. How many super funny people do you know that are just drop-dead gorgeous looking, men or women? It's not as common as you would think, right? Because people who are really funny—
You basically got me and that's it.
They had to use humor because they had to overcome—
When I think about it, it's probably just me.
Just Laszlo. Everyone else was trying to overcome their looks and maybe
their
size.
Some people are just born with a very average wiener and incredible looks and an incredible sense of humor.
Just Laszlo.
Have you ever seen Laszlo's?
No.
Me neither. Can you believe that? I've known him for almost 20 years. I've never seen it.
Why would you?
Well, he's seen mine a million times.
Yeah, but you pull it out and do a little dance with it. I don't do that.
No one's stopping
make
you.
Shapes and stuff from what
but I don't
want
to do it.
But the person who used to have your job, Jeremy, used to say, do it, penis show. So I was just like, all right. But, I mean, she wasn't just asking me. She would have loved it if Laszlo did it too, I think.
No, she just asked you.
Well, no, I think she was saying, like, let's do this. Who's doing it? And you just never offered.
I mean, you both finished all your booze. Do we need to do a penis show now?
No.
You don't need me to finish booze to do a penis show. I will do it, but
I will do it.
Keep in mind, I make a lot less money than Laszlo. I'm just saying, it's something to think about. When you're looking at both of us and you're going, boy, those two guys,
we can only
that show.
Do a penis show via Zoom in front of both of our houses.
Yes.
That'll make me feel comfortable.
Our houses. And lay all of our credit cards on the table.
It's the Church of Laszlo. All right, are we done?
Yep. That's it.
Did you learn anything today, Jeremy?
I learned that you boys like to drink on a Friday.
Oh, Jeremy.
I mean, I knew it, but I've never seen it. It's impressive.
Stick with this narrative, this lie. He's going to keep doing this.
All right. Did you learn anything today?
I forget.
All right. Hey, good show, Mikey. Stay positive, kids. We'll see you Monday.
The Church of Laszlo.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, oh.